to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I have an excellent show for you tonight, complete with a Prince Club interview and a track retrospective of him. I got a mix from me, and first off, let's check out my track of the week. This little gem came out recently on Soundplate Records. This is Solveig and Leonard Biwa with a track called Doc. So enjoy this, and I will be back shortly. Okay, great stuff there from Solo G. Sorry, I said Solveig earlier on. Solo G and Leonard Biwa with a track called Docs. So definitely one worth checking out if you enjoy that and you love the sound of modulation. That's definitely the stuff for you. Up next, I have an interview with Prince Club. I featured a lot of his tracks regularly on the show, and I was really fortunate this week to be able to interview him this week. I've compiled a track retrospective to go along with the interview. A full track list for the interview here is on my Facebook page, which is for Techno Progressivo. Enjoy the interview, and I will be back here in 30 or so minutes. Okay, this is DJ Waugh speaking to Prince Club, a producer and DJ from Montreal who's been producing since 2010. The past few years have seen him take off in a big way internationally, seeing him produced on a multitude of labels and featured on a number of prominent podcasts. It's my pleasure to welcome Prince Club to the show. So how would you describe the Prince Club sound?
It's a conglomerate of a bunch of influences from club music, dance music, getting into fidget and dubstep at a really young age, and then following to maturing to house music and different kind of stuff, but also has the influence of pop music and rap music since I'm not only making house music. So it's really a big conglomerate of sounds that kind of try to make their way into some sort of dance floor friendly type of music. We'll be right back.
there anything about life in Montreal that inspired you to produce the style of music that you do? And how would you describe the current club scene there?
The winter is a big inspiration for anyone in Montreal in terms of isolation and mental ability to cope with the harsh winters. So I guess that inspires me a lot, and it forces me to stay inside. As far as the club scene goes in Montreal, it's pretty cool because we have loads of different festivals like Igloo Fest and Picnic Electronic, loads of clubs popping off every weekend, so it's pretty good.
VST that you couldn't live without, and why?
I think I'd have to say right now my go-to VST is Machine. You can literally make anything on it. Just the convenience of having the sequencer and the convenience of being able to record and play your stuff on loop MPC style makes for really fast programming.
You've had releases on a large list of reputable labels like Tool Room, Snatch, Great Stuff, Yoshitoshi, Defected, and I've counted at least 10 others on Beatport. Are there any of these releases that you are most proud of releasing?
Well, no, even myself, sometimes I look at my Beatport page and I'm like, how did I get around to releasing on all these really solid labels? I can't really put a finger on one that's really, really like my favorite, but there's one that's like closer to my heart because it kind of like reminds me of a time and a place in my life where I was just starting to release records. So that would be the Kool-Aid Iced Tea EP on Made to Play.
You made me feel like
Your tracks have featured quite regularly on Mark Knight's Tool Room podcast. What effect has this type of exposure had on your career so far?
Well, I mean, Mark is a huge player in the house music game. I feel even more so now, because he really kind of stepped up the plate for a lot of young producers and just the whole style of kind of quote unquote deep house. I mean, it's incalculable. You know what I mean? Just having the luck of having Mark put you on his podcast or radio shows, and then having thousands of people hear it is. It's something that goes on, you know. Just because of that, I still have people finding out about my stuff on Tool Room. So I don't think it's something that can be calculated. It's just an effect that keeps on going, you know what I mean?
What do you rate as your top club or festival event of the past 5-6 months?
Well, I played a gig recently with MK in Montreal for Il Sonic and Picnic Electronic, and it was quite an experience, because it was taking place at a public kind of square in my city in Montreal. There's 4,000 people or something. It was insane. So I guess that'd be a really solid one. And I played a couple other shows recently that were really sick, but that one just really sticks out. And especially it was with MK, so can't complain.
Produce and make available many of your own bootlegs on your SoundCloud page. What sparks your interest in doing this?
Well, I remember when I got into dance music a little bit, I always thought it was super cool when, let's say, an artist you love would end up remixing or bootlegging an artist you never thought they'd be into. So, like, a lot of people don't necessarily know that I'm really into, let's say, Drake or Beyonce or Rihanna or all this kind of stuff, but sometimes when I hear some of those songs, they're so well written and so perfectly produced that I'm just like, oh man, this could turn into a banger in 2 seconds. And again, I already hear the bootleg or the song in my head before I even get to it. So most of the bootlegs or the like bootleg remixes that are on for free is all stuff that I was like in my car listening to radio and I heard the new Drake song and I was like, oh, this could make such a good remix. Or it's always like that. It's never planned. It's never like, oh, I'm gonna do this in order to get hype on Hypem because Drake is hot at the second. It's just like it happens.
Producing and you making a vocal track, how does that collaboration work between you and the vocalist?
When I receive vocalists in the studio or people that I take on for producing, I always spend a good week or two just listening to music and talking and getting to know each other and getting to feel at where they are in their life and what place they are in their life. From that standpoint, then I try to coach them and push them within, of course, what they're comfortable to do, but outside of their comfort zone. Because every time it kind of you destabilize someone of their comfort zone, they're a bit aggravated for a second, and then they push their boundaries, and then at the end of the session, they can't even believe that it's their song. So it's really just a process of trying to extract the best performance of that person and catch it at the right moment, ready to go, and just grab, it's like a print screen, you know, just print in audio that perfect moment in time where that person's brain, emotion, diaphragm, and voice all came together in one perfect take, you know what I mean? Thank you.
Can you name two or three producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
Well, I'm gonna start with the homies. One of my buddies, Poupon, is one of the best house music producers I've seen in my life. The guy has just bassline chopped for days. He's an amazing engineer. He's fast and he's fun to work with. He always has solid ideas. My friend Brodinski, who's just living in the future recently, we just sat down in the studio recently. We made some cool stuff.
Is there anything that you want to promote right now?
Well, actually, I have an EP coming out on Two Room soon that's called Within and Off Alone, and it's tracks that I like did about a year ago, and I wasn't too sure about it, and then when the guys over at the label and the management heard them, they were like, okay, those are solid tracks, and they're about to come out, I think, end of August, early September, so I'm really excited about those, because I made them a year ago, and I'm still super, super stoked on them, so I think they're pretty cool songs.
Prince Club has just released the track Forget to Breathe on 617 Records. This and many of his other tracks can be found on Beatport and iTunes. Visit the SoundCloud page to find out more about it. A list of Prince Club web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Thank you for doing this.
From September 10th to October 2nd, the Mobile Art Tin Can Studio will travel to four sites and set up mixed media collage workshops. Participants will have the opportunity to explore election issues while engaging in a creative, tactile activity. The workshops are free, all supplies are provided, and no technical skills are necessary to participate. Go to creativepublics.ca for more details.
Okay, a big thank you there to Prince Club for providing me with an excellent interview. Full track list for his interview can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, along with a list of Prince Club web links. So check all that stuff out if you've enjoyed what you heard from him. Techno Progressivo can be heard again in podcast form, both on iTunes and in the CITR webpage. Up next is a shortened DJ Wah mix. I'm going to kick things off here with a Sonny Federa track called Roll With Me. So enjoy this, and I'll be back in a bit.
Standing his floor, let you roam on your own like you have no home. Watch you move, it's like you've done this before. What's the deal? Are you real? Can I touch you still? There is no need to say more. You're gonna be with me by the end of the night.
end of the night.
You're gonna be with me, buddy.
After work is over. Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Okay, we are done another episode of Techno Progressivo for a two-week span there. I'm messing up here. That last track was a new bootleg of Daft Punk's Faster Stronger. So full track list for tonight's show can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. If you've enjoyed tonight's show, check it out again in podcast form on iTunes or the CIHR web pages. Mixes similar to tonight's show can be heard on my SoundCloud page, www.soundcloud.com/dj-wa, and I did something that I haven't done in ages. I actually uploaded a new mix for you this week, which is basically the full mix of what I was just playing there. So thanks again to Prince Club for the amazing interview, and up next is Bootlegs and B-Sides with Doran. But first, let's set the controls for the time machine all the way back to 2001. This is the Russian trance act called PPK. Their track's called Resurrection. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here in a couple of weeks.